Any particular significance to today?
Because today is today. And today is a good day to be grateful that the 3100 mile race exists.
And you exist, apparently.
We all do.
You asked to look at the lap sheet this morning. What were you looking for when you on the lap sheet?
I'm looking a little bit. What others are doing, especially like, you know, like these two incredible front runners, and to see also like how other people's like doing, you know, like if they're able to. If they go on like that one, if they're able to finish the race, like that stuff.
Well, did you look at your own miles?
Yeah, I found actually out that I had yesterday night 3,200 laps, not miles. A pretty, yeah, even number.
Sorry, that you had, what was the number of the laps?
3,200.
3,200. Well, doing the math, that is at 5,649 to be the total number of laps, that's more than halfway.
That's right. It's still a long way to go, and I try not to think about it too much, but yeah, it's something. You have something, you know, you get the feeling, okay, I did already something.
Well, you know, I asked Rahak this question yesterday, and he said, because it was day 27, and he said he liked it, he was looking forward to it when it gets into the 30s, 30 day plus.
Yeah, I mean, usually I count a little bit the days or the weeks or so. So I like usually Saturday. On Saturday, there's coming the race, the 2 mile race, and then in the evening, we have even like a whole week. So tonight, we will have accomplished like 4 weeks. And this, yeah, I like. And otherwise, like, yeah, I'm also kind of more counting the days than the miles.
Have you been receiving encouragement and letters and news from people back in Switzerland and Germany?
Yeah, I do, yeah. It's definitely very, very helpful, and I'm very, 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 very grateful if I receive some messages. Also, if they are short, this doesn't matter, but also if they think maybe on the daily basis about the race and myself, but somehow, you know, like it's different if you get a message and out the plane, and it can be just like something very little, and you know, you maybe were thinking for yourself, oh, what shall I write? But somehow, sometimes it's really, it just touches me, and is it's really a big, big, big help.
You, the last time you were here, you had this very clear picture that you were on a pilgrimage, that the road wasn't, in fact, looping around and around, but it was always going forward. Have you expanded upon that, or it's just something that's, you know, a nice way of thinking about what you're doing when you think about it?
I mean, on one plane, I also don't recognize the loops so intensely as loops. I mean, okay, there are loops, and you go around and around, and actually, sometimes when I'm somehow especially faster, then kind of the laps don't bring the time so quickly, you know, like don't eat up the time so fast. So it's a little bit like sometimes even tough at the time, and I realized it. But but the thought of to be on a pilgrimage is always coming forward and forward, and definitely it helps me a lot. Just, you know, like, yeah, it is a pilgrimage for me, and it's like a race is something like more, yeah, racing thing, and the pilgrimage, I try, of course, to give my best, so I do, but from the inner attitude, or I don't know how to say, it's like, it's different, it's different for me. So for me, like, the thought to be on a pilgrimage is very nice. It helps me a lot, yeah.
Have you had any particular striking moments or experiences that that you were touched by? Something, some things that had happened to you in the last, you know, 27 days that you would care to share?
Thank you. I mean, there are more smaller things, but you know, it's like daily goes a little bit up and down. you don't know why, then you're in a really high, you feel absolutely comfortable, and you feel smoothy, not to push, but somehow you have a good pace, and you feel really just comfortable, and but it doesn't go on for forever. So maybe it is like that, that it's like a spiral. We go up, but the spiral goes also sometimes a little bit down, and when it goes down, you cry much more for Guru's help, or for protection, or for strength, to have more faith. So this thing is like, they are for me like really the striking thing that I go on and try just to be. I mean, yeah. When, what I know, like Guru mentioned once, that shin splint is connected with faith, with confidence, with faith, and Banja got for 2 days slightly also shin splint. You did not see, I think he did not decrease his miles so extremely, so it was, I think, not so visible actually, but exactly at the same time I felt also the shin splint is coming, but I was like really I got this prayer for that race somehow. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Unconditional surrender to the Absolute Supreme. Surrender, surrender, surrender. And at that day is also when I got the feeling of shin splint is coming. I was very intensely repeating that that prayer, and I had also strong feeling it's not the will of the Absolute Supreme that I get shin splint, and I really strengthened my faith in Guru and in the will. Just if it is really the Absolute Supreme's will, I will get it, otherwise I don't get it. And yeah, it was pretty I had to be really very focused that I don't lose track, and yeah, I was successful. It did not come. But actually once something happened which is pretty amazing. I gave my first spiritual lecture in New York. There's a runner, a boy. He generally comes and plays soccer, and he's very talented. He really trains sometimes for hours a day, and somehow he approached me once when he was cycling, when he came with his bike, and started to ask, you know, like, oh yeah, you do a marathon a day or so. And then we went deeper and deeper, and he asked really like also deep questions, and I think it went on for 6 laps or something. And it was really nice. It was a little bit a challenge for me, first of all with the English, but also like in the state of kind of a little tiredness in the mind that you can express why you're doing that and what is meditation, and even like we talked about selfless service, and it was really, really cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.